Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Welcome to Roseburg, Oregon, ladies and gentlemen. The Stuart W. Robertson Gymnasium, where a classic matchup here between longtime rivals, the Roseburg Indians and the Grants Cavemen on the hardwoods here at Roseburg High. The band, obviously, is in good form tonight. The gym still continuing to fill as people roll in. The JV game just over, and it was a close game from start to finish. I don't think ever more than a four-point difference separated the two teams. Grants Pass JVs came out on top by 238-36, and it was won at the free throw line. As a matter of fact, I think it was Tim Hart for the JVs who hit the winning free throws. Well, more after we'll set the scene, continue to set the scene after this from our good friends at Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Once again, welcome back to the gymnasium here at Roseburg. Both teams on the floor continuing their warm-ups. Grants Pass, of course, in their traveling blues with the gray numerals and the gray piping. Roseburg in their home whites with the orange and black piping to trim out the uniforms with the numerals in bright orange letters. Easy enough to read for those of us with failing sight. So that's the situation we have here. That's the scene courtesy of Robco Incorporated. Stay tuned for more head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
And it's time now for Word with Head Coach Joel Jesse, brought to you by our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And we're going to have to paraphrase our conversation with Head Coach Jesse due to a technical malfunction. The cyber bugs got in, and we lost that interview. However, I can relate to you that the first question we ask him is, how many free throws has your team shot since the South Medford basketball game? And he said about 50 each easily. So they focused on that. Of course, that was a tough, tough loss at home to the Roseburg Indians. The key there, though, the Cavemen steam rip out of their defense that held a South Medford team averaging 60 points a game to 37. Look for the Cavemen defense to come up big tonight. And they'll rely on that defense heavily. Now, the defense has proven itself. The offense for Grants Pass, spotty at best. They look for big numbers out of some of their big guys, including Morgan and Bruner, and the young freshman Rosetta, also capable of putting up double figures. They'll need those double figures tonight, probably. And, of course, then from the supporting cast, too, McLean, Jesse, McIntosh, and DeShane. Look for big numbers from the big guys if they can get it inside. The Cavemen say that they may slow down the tempo just a little bit tonight. Not a slowdown game, but just take more control of it. And we'll have to see him call more plays from the bench trying to control the shot that goes in, seeing if we can't get some really good offense going forward at the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight. Well, that's part of what we talked about when we sat down earlier, and the electronic recording did not record electronically. But we'll be back with more about what he told us right after this word from Kelly's Automotive Services.
The much-anticipated White Thought Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. White Thought Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Again, paraphrasing our conversation with head coach Jesse in the prior to a lot of things getting going here, what we talked about was the Roseburg Indians, and we expect them to throw up a couple of zone defenses, a 1-2-2 or a 2-3 zone, at which point the coach probably going to rely on a high or low post at that point, try to get the ball inside. If it collapses, that zone collapses on them, they'll kick it outside to a shooter and hopefully keep the offense going that way. So that's generally what we talked about. Of course, the Grants Pass Cavemen ready for the challenge tonight. It's always a challenge when you go on the road. Well, head coach Jesse's comments brought to you by Kelly's Automotive Services in Grants Pass and in Medford. They service your vehicle but take care of you. Postseason, let's see. Starting lineups coming up right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the NeuroClinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the NeuroClinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the NeuroClinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Time now, the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, windows, decking. Where Dowell Road meets the Redwood Highway, Farmers Building Supply. Starting lineup for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight. Wearing number 24, a senior, Luke Morgan, averaging 10.7 points a game. Gavin McLean wearing number 3. McLean averaging 10.6 points per game. Peyton Bruner, just under 10 points a game at 9.2. We expect that to elevate by the time the season's over. Wearing 00, Peyton will get the start tonight. Jaden Jesse wearing number 44, averaging 6 points a game tonight. And complemented by number 11, Tyler McIntosh. McIntosh averaging just over 6 points a game. We'll be back with the starting lineup for the Roseburg Indians when we come back right after this word from Farmers.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back. Starting lineup for the Roseburg Indians, and this is speculation and investigation, but not confirmed tonight. We do expect a young man wearing 0. That's Micah Mendoza at the start tonight. Last year, he was listed at 6'3". He was a senior, had 39 points in 2 games against Grants Pass. He had a couple of threes and was 9 of 15 from the free throw line. So we know he's a shooter. He's on the floor tonight. We've gone over last year's score sheets, but a lot of the other players are not as familiar to us as certainly young Mr. Mendoza is. However, we do expect Asher Brendan Bird to start tonight. He was listed at 6 foot last year, wears number 5, hit a 3-point shot last year against Grants Pass. Also, we're kind of expecting Julian Lopez, a 5'10 senior, to get the start tonight. Owen Bentia had 2 points against Grants Pass last year. He was listed as a 5'11 junior. A couple of other possibilities are Caden Luther and Vincent Reich. So that's what we know about the Roseburg Indians right now, other than that they are pretty well respected statewide right now. Comes into this game, I think, ranked 15th. It's been changing from day to day. It's either 15th or 17th, and that's been changing significantly as more scores from out of state come in. Well, that's tonight's lineup, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Keys to tonight's game coming after this 60-second Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. I'm not sure how much time we'll have to go to these keys, but we're about ready to have the national anthem here. And, of course, during the national anthem, since we cannot bring that to you in the fidelity that we would prefer, we will take a pause in our coverage. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Final strains of the national anthem being played here in the Stuart W. Robertson Gymnasium at Roseburg at Roseburg High School. Okay, once again, the keys to tonight's game for Grants Pass. Well, let's just say that their defense is established, so the key will be offense, putting the ball through the hoop. And we're short on time tonight. We apologize for that, but a tip of the hat. The Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming for bringing you the keys to tonight's game. We're about to have the introduction of players here. Double zero being introduced. Peyton Bruner for Grants Pass. Once again, averaging almost 10 points a game as he's introduced to the crowd here. Number three, Gavin McLean. Gavin averaging 10.6 points a game. Come into this contest. That's throughout the whole season. Tyler McIntosh wearing number 11. McIntosh averaging about 6.4 points a game. Luke Morgan actually leading the way for Caveman with 10.7 points per game average. And number 44, Jaden Jesse, averaging 6 points per game. He does a lot besides score for the Grants Pass Caveman. So those are the Caveman principles, and we'll take a look now at the principles coming out of the Roseburg Indian side of things tonight.
A guard is junior number 12, Owen Mentia.
Owen Mentia, he was expected. Don't know much about him, 5'11 junior. wears number 12, wearing a face guard tonight, so maybe a broken nose recently. Number 11 getting the start. That is Vincent Ash, 5'10 senior.
Senior number 5,
Asher Friedenberg wearing number 5. Did score against Grants Pass with one three-point shot in a couple of games last year.
Number four,
Julian Lopez getting the start tonight. Know very little about this young man, but the final starter will be zero. That's Micah Mendoza. And he's their big guy, averaging 20 points a game, according to the OSAA. Against Grants Pass last year, he hit 39 points in two games, including a couple of threes, 9 and 15 from the free throw line. And we're ready, ladies and gentlemen, move to center court here. The big orange circle with a big black R in the middle of it. The Roseburg Indians hosting the Grants Pass Cavemen. Bruner squaring off against Mendoza to get things started tonight. The Cavemen going right to left across your radio dial. That's the north end to the south end if you're in here, Newman Gym. Interestingly enough, the same three officials that handled the JV game handling this varsity contest tonight. High in the air, Bruner goes and controls it to McLean in the backcourt. Immediately double-team. Ball comes up quickly to Jesse inside the left front court. Then on the wing, left to Bruner. Back out front to Jesse between the circles now. Jesse moves off to the right-hand side. Finds Morgan on the wing. Morgan drives. Baseline shot is up. Off, no good. Rebound taken down by Mendoza. Mendoza raids the floor. Long baseball throw down the floor. Can't control it out of bounds. The Cavemen will get it right back. So second possession coming up for the Cavemen. We're still at zero here. Game just underway. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. Jesse out front with the basketball, moving between the circles now. Feeds it high post to Morgan. Morgan right-hand side on the wing to McLean. McLean fires just off. No good. Rebound controlled again by Mendoza. Lead pass comes up quickly to Friedenberg. Friedenberg drives, lays one up. That is good. 2-0. Indians have the early lead, and inbounds play comes to Jesse. Head coach Jesse up calling the play as Jaden crosses the timeline right at center court. Left-hand side on the wing quickly to McIntosh. McIntosh looks down low, feeds it high post to Morgan. Morgan looks down low for Bruner, can't get to him. Now he drives, goes hard to the glass, too hard to the glass, rolls off. Rebound again, Mendoza. Mendoza lead pass left-hand side to Bentilla. Bentilla fires off, no good, and again the rebound into the hands of McIntosh. Long pass out to Jesse into the forecourt, left-hand side to Bruner. Wing left-hand side, drives the baseline, has room, goes up, and it's good, we're tied. So Bruner gets the first two for Grants Pass. It's 2-2. Long pass up right-hand side to Friedenberg. Friedenberg dives, goes up with a shot. Whistle stops the action. And was the basket good? They said count it. It was good. So Friedenberg will pick up his fourth point. Bruner will get the foul. 4-2 the score here early, 6:30 to play at the free throw line with one shot. Friedenberg will stand in. We've not seen him. There's a little pause here. He's lost a shoe, and he's retying it right now as we speak. Back on the road again tomorrow night. We'll move up to Eugene to face the South Eugene Axe tomorrow right here on KAJO Radio. Again to the free throw line now, Friedenberg. Bends at the knee, shot is up, follow through, hits the basket, it's good. He's got five, all five of the Indians' points, and Rosetta checks back in quickly, and Bruner comes out with the first foul of the basketball game. 6:30 on the clock, Cavemen down by 3-5-2 in the backcourt facing a 1-2-2 zone. Jesse goes right-hand side to McLean into the forecourt, back left-hand side then to Jesse. Jesse slides down the wing, looks for a high post. That's Morgan high and Rosetta working low. They go to Morgan, then to Jesse on the wing. Jesse drives to the baseline, surrounded there. Kicks the ball out front. Stolen away by Mendoza on the run, on the fly down the left-hand side. McIntosh with him, stride for stride. Drops the roll right back. Deflected by Jesse, picked up by Morgan. Morgan on the transition game goes all the way, hard to the glass, won't go. Rosetta fights for the rebound, pulls it in and bounces it off the knees of number 11, Ash. 5-2 the score, 5:56 to play. First period, really just getting underway. McLean will make the inbounds play from the inline as the Cavemen put a box around the key. And they'll feed it out high post to Rosetta, back right-hand side to Morgan. Morgan back left-hand side to McLean, down low looking for Rosetta. Picked up on the baseline, though, by McIntosh. Back out to Morgan, drives, penetrates, lays one up off glass, and it's good. And Morgan answers for Grants Pass. He's got his first two, it's 5-4. Mendoza on the run. Shovels left-hand side in the corner to Bentilla. Bentilla drives baseline, pulls up, kicks the ball back out top of the key. Breedenberg fires for a three. It's off. No good. McIntosh pulls down the board. Outlet comes quickly to Jesse. Jesse walks it down, slows it down at the timeline, hands it off to McLean, still in the backcourt, crosses now to the left front court, to the wing, all the way to the corner left-hand side, back out front to Jesse. He's got room, free throw line, comes all the way down the lane, loses the basketball momentarily, regains control, back out to McIntosh, who drives and lays one up and in. And McIntosh has his first two, and the Cavemen lead for the first time, 6-5. Friedenberg on the drive, left-hand side, all the way, double-teamed, and he was the meat in the sandwich. They call the foul on, I think, Rosetta? Morgan. Morgan will pick up his first. Second team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen. Going to the free throw line is Asher Friedenberg. 5 points in the basketball game. All five of the Indians' shots so far. 1 for 1 from the free throw line so far. And has a couple coming here. Takes a deep breath, spins the ball. Two bounces, deep knee bend. Shot is up and good. All 6 points at the hands of Asher Friedenberg. One more shot coming from the young man, and we are tied at 6. First period coming to you from Roseburg, Oregon tonight, folks. Home of the Indians. Shot is up and good. So Friedenberg certainly a threat. He's got all 7 of their points. Jesse brings it down. Out front to Rosetta. Right-hand side to McIntosh. Back down low to Rosetta. Hard to the glass. Too hard. Gets the rebound back. Goes up with a shot. And it's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for a couple. Foul called on number 12, Bentilla. So Bentilla will pick up his first team foul on the Roseburg Indians. And Rosetta stands in. Rosetta 5 of 10 from the free throw line so far this season for the freshman. Deep breath, long time, shot is up, and good. So Rosetta gets his first points at the charity stripe, and one more shot coming, and we are tied at 7. Three dribbles, deep breath, shot is up, good. Nothing but net twice for Rosetta. And the Indians bring the ball back, and the hands of Bentilla crosses the timeline. Brunner comes out to pick him up, gives the ball off right-hand side to Ash. Bullet pass down low, off, no cutter coming from the corner this time, and the Cavemen get the ball right back. 4:40 showing on the clock, first period action here. Inbounds play uncontested in the backcourt from McIntosh to Jesse. Jesse down quickly, left-hand side to McIntosh, back out front to Jesse, right-hand side to McLean, out front to Jesse, where he hits that 2-1-2 zone. Out front, lobs it left-hand side on the wing. Back out front to Jesse. Between the circles, back left-hand side to McLean. Fires, shot is up, off, and no good. Rebound into the hands of Ash for the, pardon me. Yeah, Ash on the drive. They give it to Mendoza. Muscles one up in the paint, off, no good. Two-shot foul, though, and it'll be called on Jesse. So Jesse will pick up his first 13 foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen. Going to the free throw line will be Micah. Mendoza. 9 of 15 from the charity stripe in 2 games against the Cavemen last year. So he's a shooter. Shot is up. Off the back of the iron. No good. Not perfect. Just a shooter. Jesse gets a little breather, and Zach Deshay checks in. One more shot coming for Mendoza. Shot is up, and this one's good. His first points of the basketball game, and again, we're tied at 8, 4:10 to play. Deshane in the backcourt walks it down, uncontested. Bentilla will pick him up right at the timeline, drives by Bentilla on the wing right-hand side, gives it to Bruner, stops out of the post, shot is up and misses everything, and away from the basketball, whistle stops the action, let's see. Foul called on Julian Lopez will pick up the infraction for the Indians. His first second team foul on Roseburg. McLean from the inline gets the ball inside quickly. It's slapped away and stolen by the Indians. Out to Bentilla. Lead pass up quickly left-hand side to Friedenberg. Drives all the way. Lays one up off no good, and the whistle stops the action. This will go either against McIntosh or Rosetta. I suspect Rosetta. And I'm wrong. It's McLean.
Grants Pass foul number 3.
That's the fourth team foul here at 3:50 mark of the first period. Once again, Breidenberg goes to the free throw line. 3 for 3 so far tonight. Shot is up and good. 4 for 4. He's got 8 of their 9 points so far. So one more shot coming for Breidenberg. With the Indians up by 1 and shot in the air. And it's good, up by 2. It's 10-8. Grant's pass with the basketball. Looking to tie it again. DeShane in the backcourt. Lead pass up to McIntosh into the full court. Left side. Comes down to the wing. It's a high post to Rosetta. Spins and fires from the free throw line. It's off. No good. Rebound. Into the Indians' hands. Off to Mendoza into the forecourt. On the attack quickly to the free throw line. Drops it back to Bentilla. Bentilla fires for 3. It's off. No good. Long rebound to Bruner. Bruner pulls it in. Off to McLean. Lead pass up to DeShane. Right hand side. DeShane out front. Right front court. Standing in the center circle now where he gets Bentilla. Gets a little pick. Drives the right hand side to McLean. Corner right hand side. McLean looks inside for a low post. Back out front to Bruner. Wing right hand side. Back to McLean, corner right-hand side. McLean had room on the baseline. Drives, lays one up and in, and McLean gets his first 2 of the basketball game. And we're tied at 10. Balanced scoring for Grants Pass right now. Nobody has more than 2. Ball out front quickly to Ash. Bounce pass left-hand side of Mendoza. Spins, fires, come down, underhanded layup. Going to call a no traveling call on Mendoza. Goes, sends the ball back into the hands of Grants Pass. Substitutions for the Roseburg Indians as number 24 checks in. That's Bosling. And DeShane back into action quickly. Comes down between the circles. Tries to hit Rosetta on the high post. Slapped away by Bosley. Bosley picks it up in the backcourt. Lead pass up to Mendoza. Wing left-hand side. Bullet pass right-hand side to man in the corner. Drive. Shot is up and good for number 20. Who just checked in. Show me their score sheet. I don't have a 20 on my roster. 12-10 the score right now. Roseburg up by 2. A whistle stops the action. Bentilla will pick up the infraction. And number 20 is a McCurdy. All right, inbounds play for Grants Pass coming from McLean. McLean out front quickly to Buschmeyer in early. Rosetta with a rebound, deflected. Loose basketball picked up and a cross body block by the Roseburg Indians. Sends a Grants Pass player to the floor, but McLean picks up the loose basketball and lays it up and in. 4 points for McLean. We are tied at 12. Breidenberg in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline, comes right-hand side to McCurdy. McCurdy goes to corner right-hand side, drops the ball down low. And away from the action, they're going to call a foul, and it's on McIntosh. And I don't think anybody was near him. The official having a word with head coach Jesse right now, but McIntosh has the foul. That's a 15 foul on Grant's Pass. 12-12 to score. Grants Pass has 5 fouls. The Indian 3 at the free throw line right now. Mendoza, who is 1 for 2 so far tonight. Shot is up and rattles this one home. 2 for 3. And it's 13-12. Grants Pass down by 1. McIntosh comes out still talking to himself, and Jesse is back in.
Jade Jesse into the Grants Pass lineup.
And Mendoza's second shot is up, hits the back of the iron, and off. No good. Rebound into the hands of Buschmeyer. Gives it right back to Jesse. Jesse into the forecourt. Flips the ball left-hand side to Buschmeyer. Buschmeyer looks down low. Goes in the corner left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta puts the ball on the floor once. Bullet pass out front to McLean. McLean looks left and right from the wing right-hand side. Tries to attack. Fadeaway 10-footer is off. No good. Rebound comes out of bounds, and it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. 13-12 the score. Grants Pass down by 1 to the Indians. 1:22 to play here in the first period. Inbounds play for McLean as the Cavemen put a picket fence across the baseline. Rosetta gets the inbounds pass, goes right-hand side to Bushmeyer, then down low to Jesse. Jesse spins and fires from 8 feet, won't go. Rebound again to Mendoza. Mendoza through heavy traffic. 3-on-4 break. Down low on the baseline to McCurdy back on the right-hand side. Shot is up by Lopez. It's off, no good. McLean with the rebound for Grant's pass. Gives it right back to DeShane. DeShane slows the action down. Checks with the coach on his way down. Calls the play as he approaches the timeline where McCurdy picks him up. Drives by McCurdy, right-hand side. Goes on the wing then to Jesse. Out front then to Bushmeyer. Fakes left-hand side. Back right-hand side to DeShane for three. It's off, no good. And a ball slapped out of bounds by Bushmeyer. And I think they're going to call Bushmeyer for a foul over the back. And that's the call. So Bushmeyer will pick up his first infraction. That's the 16th foul this half on the Grants Pass Cavemen. 44.4 ticks left here on the first period. Brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Give them a call at 479-2424. Chip sealing, dust control, paving, all your site preparation needs. Shot is up and off this time by Lopez. So Lopez misses. Luther checks in. And Vredenberg gets a little breather for the Indians. I don't have heights, but Luther comes in pretty good size. Shot is up and good for number four, Julian Lopez. He is 1-for-2. That's his first point in the basketball game and makes it a two-point game with 40 seconds left here in the first period. 14-12. McLean out front against a 2-1-2 zone. Shot is up and off the back of the iron. No good for three. Rebound quickly into the hands of Mendoza through heavy traffic. Spins against Jesse's defense. Loses the basketball. Rolls out front. Picked up, goes that left-hand side to McCurdy. McCurdy back out front then to Bosley. Bosley right-hand side. Hands it off to number four, Lopez. Lopez right-hand side. DeShane comes after him. 16 seconds left. They'll loose the ball down. And McLean battles McCurdy with it. They're going to call a jump ball. And McLean is straightening the nose on his face. It's good. No blood. He's up and all right. McCurdy gets the ball inbounds in the backcourt to Mendoza. Mendoza crosses the timeline, left front court. Looks to slide through, pulls up for the three, and nails it. And Mendoza's first field goal comes from beyond the arc at the buzzer. And at the end of the first period of play, it's the Roseburg Indians 17, the Grants Pass Caveman 12. We'll be back with the second period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone?
Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement right on the north end of town at the top of 7th Street. Second period, DeShane starts along with Bruner McLean. DeShane shot from the corner for three from McLean, off, no good. Rebound chased down in the corner by the Indians. Outlet comes to Vredenberg. Vredenberg working against Jesse. Crosses the timeline now, moves off to the left front court. Looks for help, hands the ball off quickly to Lopez. Lopez at the center circle, comes right-hand side to McCurdy, goes to the corner right-hand side. Back out on the wing to Vredenberg. Out front then, left-hand side to Mendoza. Mendoza corner, left-hand side. Back out on the wing. Bullet pass down low to Vredenberg. They throw the ball right-hand side. Oh, Bosley couldn't get to it. Couldn't reverse directions in time. Out of bounds. They came and get it back from the corner. Far end of the floor. And that's McIntosh to DeShane, and into the backcourt. McCurdy comes after DeShane. DeShane drives right by and bounce pass down low to Jesse on the baseline. Back out to the free throw line to McIntosh. His shot up from there, off, no good. Long rebound corralled in the corner by Vredenberg, and Vredenberg slides it down the right-hand side, uncontested. McLean shadowing him all the way as he came in. Show that man-to-man defense. Ball right-hand side in the corner to Vredenberg. Lobbed the ball left-hand side to Lopez. Lopez for three. Hit the back of the iron. Off no good. Long rebound to Bruner. Bruner pushes the ball down the floor. Right-hand side. Crosses the timeline. Loops over left-hand side to DeShane. One of the three didn't pull the trigger. Goes right-hand side then to Jesse. Jesse spins. Ten-footer right-hand side is just off no good. Bruner rebounds. Puts it back up and in. Again, Bruner goes up with a shot. That is no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for a couple. So Luther will pick up the infraction. That's the first on anybody here in the second period. At the free throw line is Peyton Bruner. Bruner just under 40% free throw shooting on the season. We know he's better than that. Nails this one. Suffered some sickness in December and just now really rebounding and getting back onto his feet. Actually missed a game. Second shot is up and good. Bears him twice. He's got 4 points in the basketball game, and it's a 17-14 score right now. Caveman down by three. Lopez into the forecourt, left-hand side to Breedenberg, then on the wing to Ash. Ash back out to Breedenberg. Breedenberg comes top of the key, moves off to the right-hand side, looks down low. Loses the basketball, retrieves it in the corner, drives the baseline, underhanded layup is high off the glass and good. Where did this kid come from? He's got 11 points in the contest. 19-14, Grants Pass down by five. Ball right-hand side in the hands of McIntosh to DeShane. To McLean, left-hand side to Bruner on the baseline corner. Flips it right-hand side to DeShane. Corner right-hand side, Mack for three. Just short off the front of the iron. Picked off by Lopez. Lopez all the way. Lays one up that's off, no good. And McLean pulls down this rebound. McLean, the leading rebounder, I believe, for Grants Pass so far. Bullet pass down low to McIntosh. McIntosh drives the baseline. Shot is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by McCurdy to Breedenberg. Lead pass up to Ash, left-hand side. Drives into the paint. Four-footer is up, off, no good. Rebound picked up by Luther and off, no good. Foul called, I believe, on Jesse. Jesse frustrated. But it's going to be on Jesse. That'll be his second first team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen here in this period. 5:39 to play in the first half. 19-14, Grants Pass down by five to the Roseburg Indians. And at the free throw line right now is Caden Luther. Know very little about the young man, except he's got good size. Shot is up. Off, no good. I mean, he missed the rim. Morgan checks back in for Grants Pass. And Jesse sits down. So it's McIntosh, Bruner, Morgan, McLean, and DeShane on for Grants Pass. The boys in blue right now. One more shot coming for Luther. His shot is up and rattled this one home. 20-14, Grants Pass down by six, but with the basketball against full court pressure here, suddenly inbounds to DeShane, to Morgan, to Bruner. Lead pass out to McLean, who lays one up. That is no good, but he was fouled, I believe, by Mendoza. He'll go to the free throw line for a couple. So Mendoza will pick up the infraction. I have that as his first second team foul this period on the Roseburg Indians. McLean goes to the free throw line. Good free throw shooter. I have him at 80.7%. 4 points so far tonight. First trip to the charity stripe. Shot is up and good. So five for McLean, and he leads all the Grants Pass scorers right now. Makes the margin 5, 20-15. One more shot for Gavin. Shot is up. And good. Two for two. He's got six total. 20-16, four-point game. Indians have the lead and the basketball in the hands of McCurdy now. Flips the ball right-hand side to Ash. Ash between the circles. Left-hand side to Mendoza. Mendoza pulls up from 21 feet and buries another three. So Mendoza now has eight, and it's 23-16, and the Cavemen need an answer here. McIntosh, right-hand side, back out front to McLean, left-hand side to DeShane, corner left, then to Bruner. Bruner looks for room, gets into the paint, elevates, four-footers up, just off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound, McCurdy, lead pass out to Mendoza, comes back, shovels right-hand side in the corner to McCurdy. McCurdy head fakes, then drives into the paint, gives it off to Ash. Ash fires from four-foot, it won't go, and high for the rebound again is McLean. McLean gets the ball out quickly to McIntosh. McIntosh right back to DeShane, and DeShane walks the ball down. Picks up the defense at the timeline, drives, penetrates, kicks the ball left-hand side to Bruner for three, just off, no good. Ball chased out of bounds by the Indians. Got to be Grants Pass basketball. 4:32 showing on the clock in the half. Should be Grant's best ball inbounds from the inline. And the Cavemen again put a box around the key this time. McLean will make the inbounds play, lobs it out front to Morgan, just right at the free throw line. Morgan hands the ball off to McLean, top of the key, left-hand side to DeShane, down low to Bruner. Bruner to DeShane, penetrating to the top of the key, too hard off the back of the glass, and DeShane comes out with the basketball again. Another foul call, he'll go to the free throw line. No, probably not. Foul called on Ash. Ash will pick up his first third team foul of for the Indians. McLean will bring the ball inbound. This time they'll put that picket line across the end line. Out front quickly to DeShane. DeShane right-hand side to McLean. Drives free throw line. Spins, fires from 15. It's just off. No good. Bruner again with the rebound. Ball slapped out of his hands. And I think we've got a foul called on Mendoza. Or no, it just came out of bounds off Mendoza. So 4:11 showing on the clock. So Rosetta is in the basketball game. And McLean makes the inbounds play to Morgan. Morgan head fakes, tries to spin into the paint. Muscles one up, hard to the glass. A power move by Morgan. Morgan's his second field goal. He's got four, and it's 23-18. Bradenburg, right front court, as the Cavemen show a 1-3-1 zone now. Lobs it left-hand side to Mendoza. Mendoza lobs it back right-hand side to Long left out front to Mendoza again for three for Mendoza, and that's his third three. He's got 11 points here in the first half, 26-18, primarily on the long-range shooting of Mendoza. No, he was a shooter. Ball in the hands of Mendoza, of Bruner, top of the key. Ball stolen away again. This one comes all the way. Shot is up by Lopez. Off, no good. And a whistle stops the action underneath. And foul called, I believe, on Rosetta.
Grand pass foul number 32.
So Rosetta will pick up his first of the basketball game. 3:28 on the clock. That's Grant's passes. Second foul. No, that can't be half. The board can't be right now. I've got at least three fouls. No, just two for Grants Pass this half. Timeout taken by the Grants Pass Cavemen. 3:28 on the clock. Once again, we'll be on the road again tomorrow night, coming to you live from South Eugene High School, home of the Axe in the Purple Pit there. Hope you'll join us live if you can. If you can't, ride along with us to Eugene. We'll have it on the air live. It's scheduled for 6:45, and we have not hit a starting time yet this year. Because it actually follows the JV games, and they tend to go a little bit longer. So that's just a scheduling situation. We appreciate your indulgence in staying with us right here on KAJO Radio. This is Caveman Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. 26-18, Grants Pass down by 8 right now, 3:28 to play here in the first half. So when play is resumed, it's going to be Roseburg basketball inbounds from the end line. McCurdy will make the play. Hands the ball to McCurdy. Fakes one way. Looks left. Into Bredenburg. Found a little seam in the paint. Went up almost alone. He's got 13 in the basketball game. 28-18. Grants Pass down by 10. Primarily on the offense of two Roseburg players. Ball left-hand side quickly to McIntosh on the wing. The high post to Morgan. Morgan throws it down low to Rosetta, who had already made a cut to the other end. Throws it away. Grants Pass a turnover. 28-18. 3:11 on the clock here in the half. Uncontested in the backcourt. Ball comes into Mendoza. And Mendoza walks it down slowly. Crosses the timeline right front court as the Cavemen stay in that 1-3-1 zone. They feed it high post quickly to then in the corner to Bredenburg. Bredenburg buffs a 10-footer. I don't think he's missed a shot all night. He's got 15 points. 15 of their 30. Grant's pass fails by 12 now. Bruner, left-hand side, top of the key. Hands the ball off to McLean. Drives to the baseline. Backs away there. Lobs it down low. Trying to get to Morgan, but Morgan was being fronted by Lopez. Lopez takes it away. Drives it the length of the floor. Lays one up. That's off. No good. Long rebound comes out of bounds off the hands of McIntosh, and it'll belong to the Indians still. 30-18 on the scoreboard, 2:34 to play first period, or first half. Friedenberg brings the ball way out front to Mendoza. Right-hand side quickly to Lopez. He'll launch the three himself off the back of the iron. No good. Eye for the rebound was McLean. Knocked down. No whistle. Foul picked up by Lopez. Back out front to Friedenberg. And Friedenberg backs away from the defense. Ball left-hand side quickly to Lopez. Lopez in the corner left-hand side. Back out front to McCurdy. Top of the key to Ash. Right-hand side to Friedenberg. Again, drives, lays one up there. And Friedenberg, six field goals, five free throws. 32-18. Grants Pass trailing right now and can't find a way to get the ball through the hoop. Ball left-hand side to... Ball right-hand side then to McLean. McLean spins, fade away 15-footer, is off no good. Rosetta rebounds, lays one back up. That should be good, and I believe he was fouled.
For Jordan Rosetta.
So Rosetta gets the field goal, his first of the night. He's got 4 points, and the foul called on McCurdy. So one shot coming for Rosetta, 2 for 2 so far tonight. Once again, coming into the game. And he's getting more playing time all the time. He was 5 for 10, 50%, so I suspect he's going to be better than that by the end of the season. Shot is up. Good. He's 3 for 3 tonight. He's got 5 points in the basketball game. And Indians get the ball inbounds to Friedenberg. Friedenberg walks it down, crosses the timeline. Bruner comes out to pick him up. Bruner goes the ball right-hand side to Lopez. Bounce pass down low to Mendoza. Flips it left-hand side in the corner. McCurdy for three. It's off. No good. Long rebound to McCurdy. Puts the ball on the floor once. Lays one up. That is good. And McCurdy picks up his first field goal of the night. 34-21. 1:18 to play. First period. Ball left-hand side quickly to McLean. Then to Morgan. Morgan pushed down by McCurdy. So
number 20, Andrew McCurdy.
He'll pick up his second quickly. That's the fifth team foul on the Indians in the second period here. Bosley will check back in. On the floor for Grants Pass, Bruner, Rosetta, Morgan. Morgan at the charity stripe. McLean and DeShane. So Luke stands in. Shot is up and good. So Luke hits his first free throw. 42% free throw shooter, but he'll be well over 50% by the time the season is over. Bruder checks out. We've got DeShane, McIntosh, McLean, Rosetta, and Morgan. Morgan misses his second shot. Got 5 points in the basketball game. It's 34-22. Coming down to a minute mark here in the first half. Friedenberg hands the ball off to Mendoza. Mendoza top of the key, bouncing between the circles now. Moves off to the left-hand side. Now look for that last shot, a minute on the clock here. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Elevates from the free throw line. Shot is up and good. This time just for two for Mendoza. 13 points for the young man right now. In the backcourt, DeShane for Grants Pass at the 42nd mark. Working against Lopez. Into the forecourt right-hand side. High post quickly to Rosetta. Rosetta at the free throw line comes down the paint. Drops the ball down low to Morgan who lays one up and in. And Morgan now has 7 points. 36-24, 25 seconds on the clock as Friedenberg walks the ball down for the Indians who look for the last shot now. As we go past the 22nd mark, Friedenberg left front court working against McIntosh at the Cavemen in a man-to-man right now. Bounce pass to Ash between the circles, left-hand side to Mendoza. Mendoza about 24 feet out. Little shake and bake goes right-hand side. Three-point shot up by number four, Lopez. And Lopez's first field goal is from beyond the arc. And that's the way the first half will end with the Indians really on a run, leading the Grants Pass Cavemen 39-24. We'll be back and recap the first half for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us here at the half. The Cavemen down by a bunch right now, 39-24 to the Roseburg Indians. Grants Pass trailed by 5 at the end of the first period, 17-12. We're outscored in the second period by 10, 22-12 to make the score 39-24. They really got on the roll, primarily off the hands of Micah Mendoza, who has 11, 12, 13 points. And Archer Breedenberg has 6 field goals, 5 for 5 from the free throw line. That gives him 17 points. Those two have really been a thorn in the side of the Grants Pass Cavemen. Cavemen, once again, let's run down the end of, or the some more team numbers we have for you. Grants Pass has been out-rebounded significantly, 18-11. And most of those 11 in the hands of McLean right now. Grants Pass floor percentage, 8 of 25. That's 32%. That's not a winning percentage compared to the Indians, 13 of 26. That's 50%. From the foul line, Cavemen pretty good after that over against South Medford. 8 of 9 from the free throw line. That's 88.8%. 10 for 12 for the Roseburg Indians. That's 83%. We'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. Individual numbers. First of all, coming off the bench, McLeod has a 1 2-point field goal and 2 fouls. Caden Luther off the bench for the Indians, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a single point and a single foul. Owen Ventilla has not scored in a starting role for the Indians. He has 2 fouls. Michael Bosley has significant minutes, didn't figure into my scoring line. Vincent Ash, 1 foul. Julian Lopez, 1 3-point field goal, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Give him 4 points and a single foul. And once again, Micah Mendoza has 3 3-pointers, 1 2-pointer, and 2 singles. 2 for 4 from the free throw line, 13 points and a single foul. The leading scorer in the contest is Asher Breedenberg with 6 field goals, 5 for 5 shooting from the free throw line, 17 points tonight. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, we saw James Buschmeyer relatively early. He picked up a single foul in his time on the floor. Jordan Rosetta, 1 2-point field goal, 3 for 3 from the free throw line for the freshman. He has 5 points and a single foul. Zach DeShane, significant minutes, did not figure in my scoring line. Tyler McIntosh, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Jaden Jesse has not scored, picked up a couple of fouls. Peyton Bruner, 1 2-point field goal, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. I have him for 4 points and a single foul. Gavin McLean, 2 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 6 points and a single foul. And Luke Morgan, 3 field goals, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. He leads the Cavemen with 7 points and a single foul. Count them all up. Grants Pass trails right now, 39-24. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Halftime analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic, specializing in neurological stress, trauma, including concussion, motor vehicle accidents. They identify the cause of the symptoms and treat them naturally with chiropractic and functional medicine on the Williams Highway. And let's take just a deep breath and try to sort this one out for the Grants Pass Cavemen. First of all, offense is lacking right now. The Cavemen can't seem to put one through the hoops when they need it, although 24 points in the first half, not bad for Grants Pass. It has been a lot worse. So 24 points for Grants Pass. But they're missing some good shots. They can't seem to get inside to get a good shot, kick it out. Well, the defense for the Indians has been stellar. Less than stellar has been the Grants Pass defense, which is what the Cavemen have been hanging their hats on so far this season, to allow 39 points in the first half after holding South Medford to 37 for a full game. Doesn't bode well for the Grants Pass Cavemen. So they've got two men certainly at this point to try to contain. That's Vredenburg, who is cat quick. We didn't see much of him last year in those two games that we played. But he is cat quick and a good shooter. He's not hitting from beyond the range, but he's got Mendoza to do that. Need to get a hand in Mendoza's face wherever he is on the floor. Don't give him those wide open 25-foot shots. He'll nail them and has three of those in the first half. So that's the situation we're looking at now. We'll have more right after this from the Neuro Clinic.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Welcome back once again. So the Grants Pass Cavemen need to find some offense there. We look for the big guys. That didn't happen just because of what's happening to the on the defensive end for the Roseburg Indians, to see if the Cavemen can make an adjustment to get Luke Morgan. Morgan appears to be aggressive tonight. He's gone strong to the basket a couple of times, but just not enough. He leads the Cavemen with 7 points, 3 field goals inside. Leading rebounder for Grants Pass has been Gavin McLean, just on timing and positioning underneath the basket. So, once again, the Cavemen out-rebounded significantly and outshot significantly. So, you correct those two, you're right back in this basketball game. Can Grants Pass come back? Certainly. And when we come back, well, we'll just hold it right here as the halftime clock is about ready to expire. We'll just take this opportunity to remind you that our next period is going to be brought to you by our good friends at Evergreen Federal Bank. They bring you the third quarter. They've been serving Southern Oregon for over 87 years. They're community-minded, invest in projects that benefit schools and local nonprofits. Choose a bank that is different. Choose Evergreen Federal Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. All right, there's the buzzer, ladies and gentlemen. So get ready. Here we go for period number three. Cavemen need to turn up the defense and find a way to cut into that lead. And the Cavemen send out Jesse Morgan, McIntosh, Brunner, and McLean. And McLean sends out Ashman, Doza, Vredenberg, Lopez, and Bentia. It'll be Roseburg's ball inbounds from the half-court mark to put the ball into play and get this one underway, and they do. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. Ball left front court now in the hands of Bentia, working one-on-one against Brunner. Pass right-hand side to Ash. Ash, top of the key, then to Mendoza. Mendoza tries to penetrate, shovels left-hand side, bullet pass through the hands of Bentia, turnover. And Grants Pass's defense gets the shirt over there. Now you have to capitalize. 39-24, Grants Pass first offensive possession here in the second half. Inbounds from Jesse to Brunner, back to Jesse, and Jesse into the forecourt between the circles. Lobs it right-hand side to Brunner on the wing. Out front again to McIntosh. Left-hand side to McLean. McLean stutter steps, bounce pass inside to Morgan on the cut, and Morgan fouled. The shot went away, but he'll get two at the free throw line. And the foul called against Mendoza. Mendoza will pick up his second of the evening and go into the free throw line is Luke Morgan, 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. Once again, not a great free throw shooting percentage, but improving all the time. This one's up, hits the back of the iron, high, and rolls off. One more coming for Luke. Two bounces, spins the basketball in his hand, deep knee bent, shot is up. Good follow through, and this one's through. 2-for-4 from the free throw line. He's got 8 points in the basketball game, and it's 39-25. Grants Pass still on the short end. Ball comes high post to Bentia. Hands the ball off to Mendoza, who backs away. Works out front against the Grants Pass zone now. Goes into the corner right-hand side. Hands the ball off to Vredenberg. Bounce pass down low. Look, stolen away, though, by Morgan. Morgan out on the run all the way. Lays one up. That is too hard. Rebound, Brunner. Brunner puts it back up and in. And Brunner gets his second field goal of the night. He's got 6 points in tonight's contest. 39-27. Vredenberg brings the ball down for the Indians. Goes left-hand side to Lopez. Lopez to Bentia. Wing left-hand side. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up by Vredenberg, and it's good. So Vredenberg gets his first two-point field goal of the second half. He's got 7 of those. He's got 19 points in the contest. Jesse, and he comes down. Goes right-hand side. Had the ball slapped away by Mendoza. Out of bounds. Going to be Grant's pass ball. Inbounds just in front of his own bench. Head coach Jesse had to get out of the way for that one. Jaden Jesse will make the inbounds play. He's got McIntosh out front, breaks into a little shuffle, and Brunner jumps out front to take the inbounds play. Takes it one way, then gives it to Morgan right-hand side in the corner, back out to McLean for three at the top of the key. Just short, no good. Brunner corrals the rebound out to McIntosh, who drives, shot is up, and good for McIntosh. McIntosh's second field goal. He's got 4, and the Cavemen back on the attack. A steal by Jesse, lays it back up, no good. Wrestling for it, and the basketball. And they're going to call Jesse for a foul. Both Jesse and McIntosh wrestling for the basketball. So McIntosh, Jesse will get his third foul of the night. That's his third. 41-29, the score. Grants Pass still trails. Mendoza walks the ball down uncontested. Goes left-hand side to Vredenberg. The corner to McCurdy. McCurdy looks down low. Back out front quickly to Vredenberg. Feeds it high to Ash. Then takes the handoff to the right-hand side. Little stutter step. Tries to drive to the baseline. And player control foul called on Vredenberg. So Vredenberg will pick up the infraction. That'll be his first of the night. Inbounds play for Grants Pass comes from Jesse. To McIntosh in the backcourt. Back to Jesse. Token pressure in the backcourt by the Roseburg Indians. Jesse spins down. Finds Luke Morgan down low. Morgan hard to the glass. Hits up and in. And Morgan now with 10 points in the basketball game. And the Cavemen have got it down to 10 points now. 41-31. Vredenberg left front court with the basketball. Flips the ball right-hand side to McCurdy. McCurdy slides down the wing into the corner. Bounce pass down low, looking for Mendoza. It's out of bounds, evidently off of either McLean or Jesse, who are down there defensively. Inbounds play from the in line for the Indians, and they'll stack 4 men across the baseline. But timeout has been called by the Grants Pass Cavemen. 41-31 the score, a 10-point differential. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Once again, it's a 10-point margin now, 41-31. So the Cavemen have come out and played well here in the third period. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass. Glad to have you with us here. 1270 AM, 99.7 FM, KJO.com, streamed all around the world. Four-man screens head along the right-hand side of the lane. They'll break out of that. Ball comes right-hand side to Bentee in the corner for the Indians. Comes out front, gives the ball back right-hand side. That's McCurdy right-hand side. Elevate shot for three is off the glass. No good. Bruner rebounds for Grant's pass. Outlet comes to McLean. Back to Bruner. Bruner into the forecourt, right front court. Gives the ball up to McIntosh. McIntosh right-hand side, back out front to McLean. McLean left-hand side to Jesse. And they're going to call Jesse for a player control foul. And I'll just let the home fans tell you what they think of that. 41-31, 5:04 to play. So Jesse will pick up his fourth, and DeShane comes on quickly. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Mendoza, almost uncontested. Mendoza flies down the left-hand side, hands the ball off to Breedenberg out front, backs away from Jesse's defense right now. Spins out front, shoulder to shoulder with DeShane. DeShane follows him into the lane, left-hand side to Ash. Ash lays one up and in, cutting from the corner. His first field goal of the evening, 43-31 the score now. Grants Pass still trying to close that gap. McLean out front, right-hand side to McIntosh, to DeShane down low. Tried to find Morgan at the low post. It was slapped away by Breedenberg out of bounds. Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. McLean comes over to make the play, and the Cavemen again stretch their players out across that end line right now. 24 seconds left on the shot clock. Ball way out front now to DeShane. DeShane drives left-hand side between the circles. High post quickly to Morgan. Morgan all the way down the lane. And
the basket counts.
Foul called on Ash. They blew the whistle before the shot was even up. But Morgan goes to the free throw line for one shot here. It's up and off. No good. 2 for 5 from the free throw line for Morgan tonight, but it's got 12 points so far. Ventilla out front goes right-hand side to Ash in the corner. He's surrounded there by Morgan and away from the basketball. A whistle stops the action. I think DeShane and Breedenberg were hooked up. I'm not sure what was going on.
Grand pass foul number one.
Well, it's going against DeShane, obviously. So DeShane will pick up his first. 43-33 the score right now. It's a 10-point margin. Breedenberg way out front. Ball contested by DeShane, picked up by DeShane. Outlet comes to McIntosh all the way down the floor. Puts one up that rolls off. No good, almost uncontested. Breedenberg rebounds. Lead pass out quickly to Bentee. It goes to the baseline. Loses the basketball, and it's picked up by McIntosh. McLean helps Bentee up, and McIntosh brings the ball down. Drives it all the way to the free throw line. Loose basketball in the paint. Picked up by the Roseburg Indians. Late pass out to Bentee, right-hand side. He'll lay this one up off glass. Misses everything. Rebound Morgan. Morgan late pass up to Bruner. Bruner back left-hand side. 3-on-3. Bruner muscles his way through. And a blocking foul called on the Roseburg Indians. I think this one's going against Breedenberg. We'll see. Foul called on Breedenberg. That'll be his second. Bruner gets his third field goal. 2 for 2 from the free throw line tonight. And one shot coming from Bruner. Shot is up. Off. And no good. Rebound Indians in the hand of Bentee. Bentee brings it down. 43-35 the score. Grants Pass still short on that one. Ball down low to Breedenberg. He lays one up that's in and good. 8 field goal for Breedenberg. 23 points on the night. 45-35. Ball right hand side to Morgan, then down low to McIntosh. Lays one up and in. McIntosh got free on the baseline. 6 points for McIntosh. But the Caveman has found some offense here in the third period. Inbounds play, and they comes all the way into Ash. Ash left-hand side to Mantilla. Bounce pass down low to McCurdy. Out top of the key to Ash. He loses the basketball, and it's chased out of bounds by McIntosh, who saves it right back to McLean. McLean leads the ball out quickly to Bruner. Bruner top of the key, head fakes, drives down, lays one up off, and they're going to call a player control. I can't. You know, just let the home fans tell you what they think of that. So Bruner will pick up his second infraction. 2:54 on the clock. Third period. We cleaned up the floor where there had been some collisions. Mantilla brings the ball down across the timeline. Stops just across. Goes left-hand side quickly to Bosley. Bosley up front. And a traveling call on the Roseburg Indians. Grants Pass back down by 12, 45-37. I checked that, yeah, by 8. Deshane in the backcourt. Bringing the ball down. Crosses the timeline. High post, the ball comes to Bruner. Bruner attacks along the baseline, elevates one up, follows with a rebound, and puts it through. And Bruner now with double figures. He's got 10 in the basketball game. Out front to McCurdy, 45-39. 6-point lead. Grant's pass is dealt into the Roseburg Indians' cushion. Back out front to Bosley, right-hand side to McCurdy on the wing. Bounce pass down low to Breedenberg, double-team down low. Kicks it back out to Bentia. He'll fire for three, and it's good. So Bentia gets his first three of the basketball game. That's his first field goal, and it's 48-39. On the drive, Deshane comes down, stops, kicks it back out to Bruner, top of the key. Head fakes, drives to the baseline, backs away again. Back out front then to McIntosh. McIntosh has a seam, drops it down low to Rosetta. Rosetta tried to go up with the shot, and a whistle stops the action again. I'm not sure which way this is going. Caveman going to get the basketball back. I can see that. Mendoza comes back in for Roseburg. I think Grant's pass is just going to get the ball back in bounds from the end line, our end of the floor. McLean gets the ball into Rosetta. Rosetta back right hand side to McLean for three from the wing, right hand side. Just went off. Nope. And a player control foul called on Rosetta. I mean, player control foul called on Rosetta. It's all in the inflection, folks. 48-39, and a whistle stops the action here, and I'm not sure what for. We've got a timeout. I think we've had a technical called. The official's over talking to head coach Jesse. And Breedenberg is all alone at the free throw line. Now the Caveman got to join him there. I'm not sure who fouled who. Breedenberg's at the free throw line. So evidently they've assessed Bruner with the foul. That's his third. Shot is up from the free throw line for Breedenberg, and he misses well. He's not perfect. Bruner gets a little breather, and Morgan comes back in for Grant's pass. 9-point differential here, 48-39. And Breedenberg, one more shot. Shot is up and good. So he's 6 of 7 from the free throw line. 22 points. McLean brings it down for Grant's pass. Feeds it out front. Hey, telescope, that one's picked off by Lopez. Lopez all the way. Hooks it up, won't go. Tip up, won't go. Rebound, McCurdy. He puts one up that still won't go. Finally, Rosetta pulls down the rebound. Outlet comes to Deshane. Deshane into the forecourt, right-hand side. Slides down, finds Morgan on the baseline. Morgan spins, comes down. Power move to the glass. It's up and good for Morgan. Morgan really asserting himself. He's got 14 in the contest tonight. 49-41, 8-point difference. On the drive, Mendoza all the way spins, and 3-second violation. I think that's the call. Caveman get the basketball back. 49-41, 1:10 to play. Third period. Caveman basketball here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Deshane in the backcourt, uncontested. Just walks it down into the forecourt, right front court now. Morgan's posted high. Rosetta comes out to the wing to take the pass. Right back to DeShane. Left-hand side then to McLean. Looked like he wanted the three. Didn't pull the trigger. Down low to Morgan now. Back out to McLean. Left-hand side. He'll launch another three. He's got to hit one here soon. Rebound taken down by McCurdy for Roseburg. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Lead pass out to Ventilla. Ventilla slides down. Looks for room on the baseline. Attacks there. Five-footers up. Off no good. Rebound cleared by McLean. McLean back out to DeShane. DeShane on the road. Left-hand side into the corner then to Rosetta. Rosetta steps out to the wing, all the way out front court, gives the ball back to McIntosh to DeShane, right-hand side. So DeShane holds the ball, 24 seconds left here in the third period, 49-41. Kaven going to just look for that last shot here, 19 seconds on the clock. Ball comes right-hand side to McLean, left-hand side to McIntosh. Almost took the three, didn't pull a trigger, back out front to McLean, 10 seconds on the clock. McLean at the free throw line, bounce pass down low to Morgan. Morgan fades away left-hand side, rolls off at the buzzer, back up by Rosetta. It's up and good. So Rosetta gets his second field goal. He's got five, and at the end of three periods of play, the Cavemen trail by six, 49-43. Back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. 8 minutes left to play. One more period. It's 49-43. The margin is 6 points. The Cavemen have cut into the lead. They won the third period 19-10. See if they can keep that defensive pressure up. Inbounds play for the Indians to start the fourth period. Goes into the backcourt to Mendoza against McIntosh. McIntosh falls back. Mendoza flips the ball left-hand side to Ventilla in the corner. Left-hand side back out on the wing then to Vredenburg. Vredenburg across the top of the key. Hands the ball to Mendoza. Mendoza looks for room on the baseline and called for the travel against the Grants Pass defense. McIntosh gets the ball into DeShane in the backcourt. Token pressure. Lopez with him stride for stride into the forecourt. DeShane with the basketball. Stutter step comes to free throw line. Looks for help. Back out front quickly to McIntosh. Down low to Morgan. Morgan puts it up and in. And Morgan scoring. He's got 16 points in the contest, and it's 49-45, a four-point game. Mendoza with the basketball, left front court for the Indians. Bounce pass down low to McCurdy. Low post, tries to get inside against Morgan. Shoots over Morgan off glass, and it's good. McCurdy's second field goal, he's got 4 points. 51-45 on the drive. Here comes McIntosh, kicks it in the corner to Rosetta. Rosetta tries to work into the paint. Down low, off glass, won't go. Rebound to Shane, brings it way out front, and the Cavemen reset. Slide to the right-hand side, gives it to Rosetta in the corner. Rosetta back out to the wing, spins, can't find a lane there, back out front to DeShane. DeShane slides to the right-hand side, looks down low this time for Morgan. Morgan powers one up, and it was caught from behind, went high over the basket, over the backboard, almost hit the stanchion. It is Roseburg basketball inbounds from the inline far end of the floor. Bruner returns, and Morgan gets a little breather. McCurdy sits down for the Indians, and he's replaced by Luther. 6:47 to play, 51-45. The Indians have the lead right now and the basketball in the hands of Mendoza. Cavemen showing that man-to-man defense. Lopez drives, lays one up. That's good. Lopez, second field goal. He's got 6 points in the basketball game. Inbounds play quickly to DeShane, up to McIntosh, across the timeline, into the forecourt. Slides left-hand side, hands it off to DeShane. Head fakes, kicks it right-hand side to McLean to the free throw line. Tries to penetrate, stripped to the basketball by Mendoza, picked up by Ventilla. Lead pass to Vredenburg, spins down low, fadeaway five-footer right-hand side. Won't go. Rebound cleared by McIntosh. Long pass down to McLean, out in front of everybody to the glass. Lays one up, that is good, and he was fouled. So McLean will pick up his third field goal. He's got 8 points, and he'll go to the free throw line with another shot. Foul called on Friedenberg. That'll be his third. So at the free throw line, McLean 2 for 2. Once again, coming into tonight's contest, 80.7% free throw shooter. 8 points so far. Can get to 9 if he can get this one up and down. Just gets one shot because his basket was good. Shot was up and good. 3 for 3 by McLean, and it's 48-53. Friedenberg in the backcourt. Brings the ball all the way down. McLean picks him up at the timeline. Caveman showing him man-to-man right now. Ball left-hand side to Bentilla. Bentilla gets by Bruner, goes right to the baseline, lays one up, that's in. On the drive, on the way back, all the way, lays one up, that's no good. That was McIntosh. Foul called, he'll get a couple of shots. Foul called on Luther. Luther will pick up the infraction. That'll be his second team foul this period on the Roseburg Indians. Coach Jesse up there working with his freshman. As standing in at the free throw line right now, Tyler McIntosh. Shot is up. Off the back of the iron, no good. McIntosh, a 53% free throw shooter on the season. Morgan returns. Bruner sits down. So we've got Morgan, Jesse, McIntosh, McLean, and Rosetta. That's six. McIntosh, free throw line. Jeffers up, off, 0 for 2. Rebound, Bentilla gives the ball right back to Friedenberg, and Friedenberg crosses the timeline, left front court, moves off to the right-hand side. Fans Lopez there, Lopez corner right-hand side, pumps once down low to Mendoza. Whistle stops the action there. Foul called on McIntosh. So McIntosh will pick up his second of the night. That'll be the, is that the first? I think that's the first on Grants Pass this period. Inbounds play from the in line for the Indians from Friedenberg, right-hand side in the corner to Ventilla. Rattles home a three that doesn't go. Rebound, though, into the hands of Morgan. Lead pass out all the way to McLean. McLean loses the basketball, rolls it right back out to Jesse, who's trailing. He just lost his footing, went down. Jesse with the basketball out front, then shovels back left-hand side to McLean, down low to Morgan. Back out front to McIntosh. Comes down the paint, lays one up off glass, and it's good for McIntosh. McIntosh with 8 points, and it's a five-point game again, 55-50. Down quickly left-hand side, Mendoza tries to penetrate. Morgan cuts him off on the baseline, goes around Morgan, and gets it in. Mendoza has his first field goal since the second period. Ball right-hand side in the corner, Rosetta. Head fakes, has the ball slapped away out of bounds by Friedenberg. It's going to be Grant's pass ball inbounds, our end of the floor. 7-point game right now. McLean will make the inbounds play. As Rosetta pops way out front, points in the opposite direction as Jesse pops out, and timeout is called by the Grant's pass game. It looked like they were a little confused on the inbounds play. 4:43 to play. It's a 7-point game. Indians 57, Caveman 50. Back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Welcome back, everyone. Fourth quarter is brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza. Home of great pizza on Beacon Drive and on the Williams Highway. Give them a call at 541-476-2133 and have your favorite pizza delivered. Call right now. By the time the game is over, you could be taking down one of those giant Hawaiian pizzas. That's less than $30 right now delivered to your house. How can you go wrong? Inbounds play quickly to Rosetta. Out front to Jesse. Left-hand side then to McLean for three. Nails it. So McLean finally gets that one down. So we've got three Grants Pass players in double figures. McLean with 12 now. Bentilla corner left for the Indians. Back up front to Friedenberg. Friedenberg down low to Mendoza on the baseline. Triple team there. And a foul called underneath. Morgan's there looking innocent, but the official says he's not. That'll be the second one on Morgan. Inbounds play from the Indians. Goes into Bentia, and a whistle stops the action just as soon as the pass is made. And this will be a shooting foul. And this one goes against, I believe, Rosetta. That's Rosetta's third. So Brunner's going to check right back in. A couple of shots for Bentia. Shot is up, and this one's off. He's got 5 points. Missed. That's his first free throw. Rosetta comes back out, so we've got Brunner, Morgan, McIntosh, McLean, and Jesse on the floor. Grants Pass starters. Shot is up, and this one's good. 58-53, a five-point game. Jesse brings the ball down for Grants Pass against what looks like a 1-2-2 zone for the Indians. Jesse up front, back right-hand side to McIntosh. Morgan is the high post right now. Brunner working down low, left-hand side to McLean for three. Misses everything, but rebounded by McIntosh. He puts it back up and in. So McIntosh, that's his fourth field goal. I've got him for 10 points. Left-hand side, Bentia launches a three-point attempt. No good. Rebound again to McLean. McLean's outlet comes to Jesse. Lead pass up to Brunner, right-hand side. Brunner back out to Jesse between the circles. Puts the ball on the floor. Checks the defense. 3:36 to play. Ball right-hand side to McIntosh. Out front to Brunner. Brunner left-hand side to McLean. Bounce pass down low to Morgan. Morgan spins. Puts one up. Off. No good. Gets the rebound back. This one's up and good for Morgan. Morgan with 18 points tonight. And it's a one-point game, 58-57. Indians have the basketball. Friedenberg's hands. Right front court. And timeout has been called by the Roseburg Indians as the Grants Pass fans, a pretty strong contingent here tonight, come to their feet, saluting their guys. It's back to 1 point, 58-57, back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. 58-57, Grants Pass down by one after trailing by as much as 15 earlier in the game. Have really come back here. But it's Indians ball inbounds into the backcourt to Friedenberg. Jesse picks him up at the timeline. 3:11 on the clock. Ball right-hand side of Mosley back out front going to Mendoza. Mendoza turns, kicks the ball right-hand side to Lopez. Lopez, three-point attempt off, no good. High for the rebound is Brunner. Brunner gives the ball right back to Jesse. Jesse's bringing the ball down. Crosses the timeline out front, right-hand side to McIntosh. He'll launch a three. That's good. And McIntosh buries the three. He's got 13 points, and the Cavemen lead at 60-58. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Lopez. Ball slapped away by McIntosh. He'll be called for a foul. No touching. So McIntosh will pick up his third. Inbounds play for the Roseburg Indians. Looks like Friedenberg will over to make the inbounds play from the sideline. About halfway between the timeline and the end line, they go down low to Lopez, right-hand side. McLean there has him surrounded. Loops the ball out front to Luther. Luther, left-hand side, quickly to Bentia. Bentia back out front to Friedenberg, right-hand side to Lopez. Then to Mendoza from 24 feet and buries another three. 18 points for Mendoza, and that's his fourth or fifth three. We'll get a count on him in a minute or two. Jesse up front, left-hand side, quickly to McIntosh. Back out to Jesse, right-hand side to McIntosh. Corner right-hand side to Brunner. Down low to Morgan. Morgan muscles one up to the glass, off, no good. Boxed out for the rebound by Bentia. Kicks the ball over to Mendoza. Mendoza walks it down. Roseburg 61, Grants Pass 60. Into the forecourt comes Mendoza. Puts the ball on the floor, drives to the left-hand side. in the corner, then to Mantilla, back out front to Mendoza. Mendoza looks at a 2-3 zone right now for Grants Pass. Slides to the right-hand side. McIntosh shadows him all the way. Working around a pick being supplied by Luther. Mendoza will shoot again the three and buries it. 21 points for Mendoza. Certainly that's his average. Brunner back on the attack. Kicks the ball out to McIntosh. And timeout has been called by head coach Jesse. It's 64-60. Grants Pass down by four with a minute 26 to play. We'll be back right after this one-minute Cape Man timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The much-anticipated Whiteout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Whiteout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and Whiteout Hunger.
Welcome back, everyone. Game on the line right now. 64-60, Grants Pass down by four to the Indians here in Roseburg with a minute 26 left on the regulation clock. When play is resumed, it's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines, far side of the court, about halfway between the timeline and inline. McLean will make the inbounds play, and he's got Jesse left front court. Jesse spins, drives, comes across the top of the key, right-hand side to McIntosh. In high post to Morgan. Bad pass picked off by Bentia. Lead pass up to Breedenberg. Shot is up, off, no good. And a foul called on McIntosh. And McIntosh talking to himself. That'll be the fourth on McIntosh. He's playing with four. Jaden Jesse also playing with four. 64-60. Going to the free throw line is Breedenberg. Breedenberg 6-for-7 from the free throw line. 8 field goals. 22 points so far in the contest tonight. Shot is up and off, no good. So he's now 6-for-8. McIntosh is coming out, and I think DeShane checking back in. That's the call. One more shot for Breedenberg. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound Morgan for Grants Pass. Whistle stopped the action immediately. Ball slapped away. I think off of Morgan's hands is going to be Roseburg basketball. At least that's the way the call went. 64-60, still the score, 1:13 to play. Inbound, a whistle stops the action before they can get the ball inbounds. Roseburg wanted to call a timeout. I'll look at the scoreboard. 64-60, we'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everyone. A minute 13 left to play in this Southwest Conference contest here at the Stuart W. Robertson Gymnasium in Roseburg. Roseburg with a four-point lead and with the basketball inbounds from the end line, their end of the floor. Breedenberg will make the inbounds play as they once again stack that picket line across the baseline. Now they'll break out of that, or they'll switch players a little bit back and forth. They'll lob it way up front to Mendoza, then back down low to Breedenberg at the low post, and he shoots over Morgan and over McLean, and McLean gets the call. McLean was fouled, or committed the foul, according to the official book. Going to the free throw line, number 5 is Asher Friedenberg. Just missed two. He's 6 of 9 now from the free throw line. Shot is up, and this one's good. 7 for 10. 23 points in the contest so far tonight. 109 showing on the clock. One more shot. Riedenberg's up in the air, and it's good. 8 of 11. 24 points in the basketball game. Jesse brings the ball down against full court pressure. And again, the whistle stops the action. Timeout taken by the Grants Pass Cavemen. 105 to play. 66-60. The Cavemen down by 6 with a one-minute timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
Well, let's see if Coach Jesse dialed up his six-point play. Came down by 6, 66-60, with a minute 5 left to play. Coach Jesse talking with the officials now. It appears to be congenial. Play is resumed. It's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds, and Jesse will make the inbounds play from the sidelines about 10 feet in from the timeline. Gets the ball to Morgan on the wing left-hand side. Morgan hands the ball off to McLean. McLean, 25-foot three-point attempt, rims it out, no good. Long rebound controlled finally by Mendoza. Outlet quickly to Friedenberg. Friedenberg through traffic, and Morgan just fouled a man coming across the timeline. So Morgan will pick up the infraction. That'll be his third. And Friedenberg goes to the free throw line because Grants Pass has 6 fouls. So Friedenberg will go to the free throw line. 8 of 11 from the free throw line. 24 points in the contest tonight. Spins the ball once, lets it bounce back to him. 2 bounces, 2 dribbles, shot is up, and good. 9 of 12 from the free throw line. It's going to have to stop this. I'm running out of room on my score sheet. Less than a minute to play. Shot is up, and good. 10 of 13 for Mr. Friedenberg from charity strike. Back on the drive, Jesse. Almost lose the basketball at the timeline. Ball goes left-hand side, and again, head coach Jesse wants a timeout. 47 seconds left. It's an 8-point game now, 68-60. We'll be back right after this. And now Coach Jesse is having another conversation with the official, and this time he doesn't look as congenial as he did before. 68-60, we'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Yeah, here's the situation. The Cavemen are down by 8 with 47 seconds left. When play is resumed, it'll be Grants Pass's ball inbounds. Probably from the sideline, about halfway between the end line and the timeline. Jesse will go over to make the play on the floor as Morgan, Bruner, Deshane, and McLean. But Jesse will make the inbounds play. Morgan at the high post. Bruner there with him, breaking out from behind. They got to lob it down low for Bruner on the alley. Oh, Bruner lays it up and in. And that's Bruner's fifth field goal. He's got 12 points in the basketball game. Long pass out to Friedenberg all alone. He lays one up and in to answer. And Friedenberg gets his ninth field goal. He's got, what, 28 points on the drive. Here comes Jesse all the way. He lays it over the front edge of the rim. And it's good. So Jesse will get his, that's his first field goal of the night, as hard as he's worked all night long. And the foul called on Bentia. Bentia will pick up his third. Going to the free throw line will be Jesse. 68% free throw shooter. Misses this one, though. Rolls off. And a foul called immediately. This one's on DeShane, so DeShane will pick up his second foul. And looks like we'll finish this one out at the free throw line, 70-64. Grants Pass trailing by that margin, 29.5 ticks left on the clock. Luther will go to the free throw line. He is 1-for-2 so far tonight. Cavemen face the Eugene Axe tomorrow night in Eugene. And the purple pitch. Shot is up. It's the back of the iron and off. 1-for-3 for Luther. And one more shot. And shot is up. Good. 2-for-4 for the young man. 2 points tonight. Jesse back on the fly for the Grants Pass Cayman. Drives all the way to the baseline. 5-footer off glass. Won't go. And the rebound cleared by, I believe, Luther. The foul called on Grants Pass. This is Morgan's foul. That'll be his fourth. So we'll go back to the free throw line again with 21.6 seconds left on the clock. Rosetta going to check in for Grants Pass. So Luther goes to the free throw line again. He's getting some practice at the charity stripe tonight. Shot is up and good. Now he's 3-of-5. Bruner comes out and Rosetta checks in.
Jordan Rosetta into the Grants Pass lineup replacing Peyton Bruner.
Shot is up and off. No good. 3-of-6 for the young man. Jesse on the fly down the left-hand side to McLean in the corner for 3. It's off. No good. High for the rebound is Bentia. And a foul whistled before the action happened. There was a foul. And this one goes against Mac and, or to Rosetta. That'll be his fourth. 14.5 seconds left. 72-64. I guess we're just deciding the final score at this one, right? At the free throw line is Mr. Bentia. 1-for-2 so far tonight. He's got 5 points in the basketball game. Now he's got 6 as this one gets up and down. One more shot coming for the young man. Shot is up and good. 3-for-4, 8 points tonight. Timeout on the floor. 14.5 seconds left in this contest. And let's see, is it going to be a 30-second timeout? We'll just hold it here. Remind you that, once again, we'll be on the road tomorrow night, folks. If you want to travel with us, by all means, meet us at the South Eugene High School to take on the Axe at the Purple Pit. Then we'll be finally coming back home on Friday night. Let's look at my schedule here. Friday night. Sheldon will be in town, of course. How could we forget that? Cavemen have gone to their bench here. We'll pick it up as best we can here. Ball is rolled into Hart. Hart into the timeline quickly. Gives the ball back right-hand side. Shot is up for 3. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Rebound by Mendoza. Brings the ball out right-hand side. He's just going to dribble it out. 3-2. That's the ball game, ladies and gentlemen. The Roseburg Indians win it by 10, 74-64. We'll be back and recap it all for you, folks, right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register a sponsor or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here as, once again, it's a Roseburg victory tonight. Once again, by a 10-point margin, 74-64. Final margin was really decided at the free throw line. Now, Grants Pass hit 26 field goals, two of them three-pointers. Grants Pass was 10 of 17 from the free throw line. That breaks out to about... I don't have a percentage on that, sorry. At any rate, the Roseburg Indians were 23 field goals, 7 three-pointers, 19 of 39 from the free throws line. So the Grants Pass certainly outscored by at least 9 at the free throw line. Final margin was 10. So that's what we have here. Let's see. First half stats brought to you by our good friends at the Indoor Airmen. We'll run down some individual numbers. Let's hold it here for just a second here. Rebounds, Grants Pass out-rebounded 27-30. In terms of floor percentage, 26 of 56, 24 of 46 for the Roseburg Indians. Turnovers, Grants Pass 16 compared to 14 turnovers for the Roseburg Indians. And we'll come back and run down some individual numbers right after this. Good word from our good friends at the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialists.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Well, first of all, for the we'll just run down a couple of the players for the Roseburg Indians. Julian Lopez had 2 field goals, 1 three-pointer, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. He had 6 points. Micah Mendoza had 7 field goals, 5 of them three-pointers, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. I had him for 21 points. And Asher Vredenberg had 9 field goals, was 10 of 13 from the free throw line. Count him for 28 points. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, we saw James Buschmeyer early in the basketball game. He picked up a single foul. Jordan Rosetta coming off the bench, 2 field goals, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. He had 7 points and 4 fouls. Zach Deshane did not figure into my scoring line, did pick up a couple of fouls. Tyler McIntosh had 6 field goals, 1 three-pointer, missed 2 free throws. So count him for 13 points and 4 fouls. Jaden Jesse, 1 two-point field goal, 2 points and 4 fouls. Peyton Bruner, 5 field goals, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. He had 12 points and 3 fouls. And Gavin McLean, 4 field goals, 1 three-pointer, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. That's 12 points for McLean. He had 2 fouls. And the leading scorer for Grants Pass was Luke Morgan with, 8 field goals, 2 of 5 from the free throw line. 18 points for Luke tonight and 4 fouls. And that's the scoring summary, courtesy of the Indoor Airman, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this 1-minute caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us. Tonight's Player of the Game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And we keep reiterating that it's not just scoring, because Grants Pass had some incredible scoring. Well, we had four players in double figures tonight. So Grants Pass had some scoring, but there's more that goes into it. There's rebounding. There's defense. And that's causing us some consternation tonight. So what we're going to do is take a deep breath, pause. We'll be right back after this from Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Well, I'm going to do something that we've done before, but not very often. I'm going to award multiple players. First of all, Gavin McLean early, just for his rebounding and powers in the first half, kept Grants Pass close, as close as he possibly could. Pulled in an incredible amount of rebounds, not being the largest man on the floor. Just good timing, good positioning, and hard work inside. So Gavin McLean going to share that with Jaden Jesse and his defense all night long. Didn't score well, but his defense certainly kept Grants Pass in it. And then, of course, Luke Morgan. Of course, he scored well, but he really turned the game around in the third period with his rebounding and his scoring and his assertive play underneath the paint. So we're going to split it three ways tonight. That's unusual for us to do that. Usually someone really stands out, but wanted to mention those three tonight once again. McLean for his rebounding and his scoring, Jesse for his defense, and Luke Morgan for really bringing the game back to the Cavemen in the third period. That's the Player of the Game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The much-anticipated White Dog Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipe Out Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
So Roseburg improves to 3-1 in conference. Grants Pass drops to 2-2 in conference. Grants Pass now 8-8 overall. The Roseburg Indians 10-5 overall. Grants Pass once again on the road tomorrow night at South Eugene to take on the Axe there in the Purple Pit. We'll have that game on for you live. It's scheduled to tip off at 6:45, but our tip-offs have been coming late after 7 o'clock for those 6:45 schedules. So that's just the way things seem to work out. So we hope you'll join us then. Once again, for Ryan Diani, Staffing Radio Control, our executive producer is Carl Wilson. Additional stats from E. Benson. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, the Roseburg Indians 74, Grants Pass Cavemen 64. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO.
Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.